Utah updates from an undisclosed location has joined us.
I'm here.
This is so good. This is amazing. All right. This is a big deal. This is a really big deal. I'm very excited to join you. Utah Updates, who is...
Happy to be here.
I would say we're just going to call you Utah Updates the whole time, if that's okay.
That's fine.
I would say Utah Updates is maybe the biggest celebrity in the state of Utah currently, don't you think?
Yeah, they got like 7,000 followers in a week and a half, or maybe less than a week.
Okay, let's...
It's been about a week.
Let's start with the big, like the biggest story to hit Utah maybe ever, which is you used what I affectionately call the great seal of the great state of Utah on your Twitter account. And you clearly stated it was a parody account, but you used the great seal. Let's just admit it. You used the great seal.
I admit it.
And the lieutenant governor of our state, Deidre Henderson, who is from Spanish Fork, and I will always back no matter what, just because she's from Spanish Fork. There's no other reason. Called you out on it and said, hey, you can't use the great seal of the great state of Utah. And, you know, it was kind of intense and it got a lot of attention. So what was that like?
Yeah, it was pretty strange. I kind of panicked when it first happened because I thought I was going to get sued or something. And I changed my picture pretty quickly. And then it just started to blow up with all these lawyers on Twitter responding to her. And I kind of stayed out of it for the most part and just kind of watched everything happen. And then when it got posted on the Bad Legal Takes Twitter is when it really blew up. And she started getting hundreds of replies to her tweets. And it seems like it kind of blew up in her face to the point where she eventually did an apology tweet the next day.
At what point did you start feeling bad for her? Or did you?
I guess I felt bad for her a little bit. People were pretty ruthless in the comments, as often happens online. I did think it was funny, and that she had quite an extreme reaction to a pretty benign Twitter account online. And part of me was pleased to see it blow up in her face. And part of me did feel a little bad for her.
The blowback was fascinating. Yeah, go ahead, Alice.
This is ultimately just a story about the lieutenant governor's L, posting her L online.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, that's, I guess that's the summary of it. But she made my account get really big. And so I guess I owe her that much.
Yeah, it's big time. You're the biggest celebrity in Utah right now. So why did you start Utah Updates? Because I remember talking to Allison about this even before the kerfuffle with the lieutenant governor of the great state with the great seal of Utah. And I thought it was amazing. I thought it was super funny. And now, you know, you're getting a lot of copycats already too, which you know means something's amazing happening. Something amazing is happening.
Yeah, I guess I got the idea because I'm a big fan of the Disneyland to go and the Jurassic Park to go. And I thought it'd be funny if to do something similar with Utah. And yeah, I guess I don't think it's as funny as those ones, but I think people seem to like the niche Utah content.
Well, to be clear, there are parody accounts that are imitating it, but it was like a bunch of people trying to show support for Utah Updates. I had like 7 people I already followed change their profile picture to the seal and then start writing random
stuff
like Utah Updates.
A lot of people changed theirs to the seal just to show solidarity for the day, I guess, until I changed mine back.
It's the great seal. The great seal. There's nothing quite like calling it the Great Seal. All right, so your most recent update, which is we have a meeting with some investors trying to build a Jurassic Park on Antelope Island. My first question is, like, what would that look like? What do you think what dinosaurs do you think would even live on Antelope Island?
Good question. I would hope all kinds, probably not the water kinds. I think the Great Salt Lake's probably a little too salty for that. Someone replied and said that Antelope Island is not an island anymore, and I didn't know that. So probably wouldn't be too safe. But there's plenty of bison and stuff for them to eat out there, so could be fun.
Which type of dinosaur do you think would like brine shrimp the most?
Oh, probably the pterodactyls could get a bunch in their mouth when they're swooping down like a pelican or something.
Clint, how does it make you feel to see a Spanish Fork Dawn take an L like that?
You know, it hurt, but she went out there, she gave it 110%, and she's back on her feet, and she's moving on. I mean, it's never good when a Spanish Fork Dawn takes an L like that. I will say that. But we're forgetful people. We'll brush that off, and we'll forget that even happened.
Did we even say that she apologized and posted she apologized with a, what is the show, Schitt's Creek meme? Or GIF?
Yeah, she did. She did do that. I'm not sure if I should say this on here, but a friend of a friend happens to work in the governor's office doing PR or something. Apparently this was caused quite a storm in the governor's office. And he helped craft this response. And I think the response was pretty good. People seemed to like it.
It did have a little Spencer Cox flair to it, the response did. So that makes sense.
I think it's pretty funny how me using the steel snowballed into the whole governor's cabinet having a PR crisis.
You got really big, or one of your best jokes. You've done a lot of Mitt Romney jokes. And one of the first ones I remember seeing is Mitt Romney has escaped. Here's my question for both of you. What do you honestly think Mitt Romney does in his spare time for fun?
I kind of think he just sits in a chair and stares at the wall.
Probably like powers down like a robot.
Yeah, just boiling hot dogs and just waiting for them to be done.
Just blowing out birthday candles like he did in that one video where people were disgusted.
I like to think of him like at his desk with a blank white sheet of paper and a pen, and he just sits there and stares at it for fun.
Yeah, no, that he seems quite robotic.
Maybe he practices the Pierre Delecto signature on the white paper.
Ooh, I like that. Just the old practice the signature. Who hasn't done that?
Maybe we should I'll write some fan fiction about this and get back to you.
Here's my question for you, Allison. Who's the hottest guy in Utah not named Quinn Snyder?
I haven't given this enough thought, but off the top of my head, I also think Kyle Whittingham is really cute.
You're into coaches.
I like crusty old white guys.
Just angry coaches.
Yeah. What about you?
Oh man, I think Quinn, even though it can't be Quinn, there's nobody who can beat him. Right?
Donovan Mitchell is cute, but he's not really he's cute. We'll say he's the second.
Very, very, very sports related. Here's my other question for both of you. And I've asked this question to a number of people, and I've never gotten a good response. And by the way, those who are joining us, feel free to raise your hand, join us on stage, ask us whatever question you want, ask Utah updates, whatever you want. But here's my question for both of you that I've never gotten a good answer for. Why do people on the news dress up? Does anybody know that? Anybody in the room even?
To look bougie? They're not trying to relate. They're trying to give the impression they're better than you.
Oh, yeah.
Which they are for me.
I think it's an air of superiority.
I think that Clint should wear a suit on the Beehive, personally.
I don't know. I
think it's associated with, like, the trust. Like, if someone's wearing a suit, you kind of trust that person. And I guess the news is all about trusting where your sources are from.
But do you actually trust someone in a suit? I feel the opposite. Or maybe that's just because we're, I mean, I'm 35, so I don't know how old everybody is. But is it like a younger generation who thinks that? Who doesn't like associate trust with suit? Because I think that is it. Is that newscasters, they wear like cocktail dresses. And they're like the same, it's like the same color cocktail dress or a nice dark suit. Thinking that we trust them, but for some reason I now like trust them less if they wear that.
Maybe it makes them feel confident. They're going to be on TV, so they need to look their best in a cocktail dress.
Mm.
I'm taking this very seriously. I'm not effing around.
Liz, what do you think? Liz joined the stage.
I have to confess, I have been lurking. I am Mitt's chief of staff, and I just happened to see the topic pop up in Clubhouse, and you guys really piqued my curiosity. So I was like, what is this? I have to tune in and see. And I didn't realize we were going to have Utah update. So I'm now caught up on that episode, and we'll have to relay this to the boss because he'll get a huge charge out of it. And some of the replies, by the way, to Mitt Romney's escape were really priceless, especially the one about, you know, hide all the hot dogs. So anyway, I just thought I'd say hi, and like, this is really funny, and it's good to see comedic relief in Utah and in the world and in the world politics too. So you have our team's thanks for this, and I can't wait to share it with him because it's he'll just die laughing. Very funny. Very well done.
Thank you.
Liz, we have to ask you before you go. And first of all, it's great to hear from you. Great to have you on. It's amazing. Liz is Mitt Romney's chief of staff. Utah Updates has tweeted a lot about Mitt Romney, all of them hilarious. The best one, maybe Mitt Romney has escaped. I also like the one where you let him out to use the bathroom and he just stared at the sun for 3 minutes. I thought that one was hilarious. But Liz, I asked the question and earlier to just Allison and Utah Updates, but you might know the answer to this. What does Mitt Romney honestly do in his spare time for fun?
So I can't remember who said that. Was it you, Clinton, who said takes out a sheet of blank paper? And you're not super far off. He loves to, but he doesn't just stare at it. He actually does do a lot of writing. And it's not uncommon or unusual for him to, you know, just, you know, if there's an issue that he's really been thinking about or something that's been on his mind, it is not unusual, you know, on a, like a Saturday afternoon for us to get, you know, hey, I just wrote like this piece or this op-ed. So he, you know, he's a thinker. But the other thing, obviously, that he, which I think most people know, you know, he's 25 grandkids and, he spends as much as he can time with them, and they keep him busy. So but that was really, really, really insightful. The person who said, you know, takes out a sheet of paper, and he does, I'm sure, spend some time looking and thinking, but he also writes some stuff.
I would be really interested in reading some Mitt Romney poetry. Like if he just sat down on like a nice Sunday afternoon with like a bottle of what, like diet chocolate milk or something. And, you know, on a nice Sunday afternoon in like his dress slacks and it's probably still the tie, right?
A collared shirt.
Yeah. A collared shirt for sure. Whether or not there's a tie is probably whether he's feeling frisky or not.
Probably not at home.
And some nice Mitt Romney poetry would be unbelievable.
You know what, Clint, I will pass that suggestion along to him, and then maybe we can share something with Utah Update.
Wait, can you tell him something?
Debut poem.
Can you tell him something from me?
Exclusive. Sure.
His daughter-in-law, Lori, is my cousin. And I just want you to know that I'm on here. I'm very pathetic and I'm on here talking about Mitt Romney. And she's just out there living a classy and rich lifestyle. So just wanted to know.
Noted.
Thank you. Wait, you want Liz to tell Mitt what you just said?
Yeah, I want him to know that Lori's cousin is out here wilding.
That's cool. That's way
or
cool.
Or maybe don't. Maybe I just made myself look like a douche, but...
No, that's cool. Mitt needs to know that.
Yeah.
I really think he does.
Right?
All right. Liz, you're so awesome for coming on and for talking to us.
I mean, this literally popped up in my notifications, and I was like, I have to know what this is and what's going on. So thanks for letting me be part of this. This is fun.
I'm so glad you did. Thank you. All right. I'm bringing someone else up on the stage here. Let's see. Michael Jolly, the great Michael Jolly. Hey, we can hear you. What's going on, man?
I am not Mitt Romney's chief of staff, but I am one of the few people that Utah Updates follows on Twitter. So I feel pretty special for that. But I wanted to offer a theory on one of the tweets. There was one that said Mike Lee was seen digging a human-sized hole on the salt flats or something like that. My guess is he was... just as, you know, our culture is one of preparedness. And just in case everything goes down, he wanted to have a few thousand pocket constitutions available for the apocalypse. So that's my theory.
Well, you actually know Mike Lee, Michael. So is it possible he would do this?
I don't know if he would bury them out there, but I wouldn't put it past him to bury a few just in case. But I did want to ask Utah Updates a question. Where are you from? Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? That sort of thing.
I actually did not grow up in Utah. I grew up in Texas, but came to BYU and then went to the U after for grad school and been in Utah for probably 12 years or so. So I feel like I'm a Utahn now. My family all lives here now. So, yeah, I live in Bluffdale area right now.
I don't have anything else. I'm just going to make a grilled cheese and listen into the rest of the show.
Well done, man. Great appearance. You did well.
I agree. Enjoy the grilled cheese.
All right. Does anybody else have any other questions for Utah Updates or Allison, the great Suge Knight on Twitter? Any questions, any comments, any concerns that we can field?
It's Suge Knight after the rapper guy, Suge Knight.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sure nobody is here for me, and that's okay with me.
You're both huge, huge, huge Twitter celebrities. This is a big deal for everyone in this room to be able to talk to you and hear what your voice sounds like and really get behind the scenes on what your personality's like. It's unbelievable. Here's my question, Allison, in Utah Updates. I have another question. I have a lot of random questions for both of you. What's the best ice cream in Utah other than Grand Canyon at the BYU Creamery? Because that's obviously the best.
Oh, man. I was going to say Grand Canyon. Now I got to think about.
Play-Doh?
Yeah.
Like the colored one? Like the pink and green and blue?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a crazy answer. That's cool.
I'm
crazy.
I can't even remember the name of the place. It's on like Center Street in Provo. I don't know if you've ever been to that place.
Rockwell.
yeah, that one.
Rockwell Ice Cream. You can't name an ice cream place in Utah I haven't been to.
I think that's probably up there with some of the best.
Rockwell is very, very good. And the Biscoff at Rockwell, unbelievable.
Yeah, that's the one.
Is that the one that you go for, really?
Yeah, big Biscoff fan.
Ooh, Heather, what do you think?
Hey, I was just going to say to Liz, I don't know if Mitt still has this or not, but he ought to reply to Utah Updates using his fake Twitter account.
Oh, you mean Pierre?
Yes, yeah, Pierre. Have Pierre interact with him.
I thought I saw on there that Pierre had unfortunately met his demise, so I'll have to see if we can resuscitate him.
It's okay. Cosmo the Cougar has also died, but been brought back in later tweets.
Okay, so. Well,
there's no consistency.
For the best. There's hope. There's hope for Pierre.
I actually asked Utah Updates for more Pierre Delecto content.
It's true. It was a request from Allison to do a tweet with Pierre in it.
So did you ever expect the Twitter account to go off like this? I mean, you've got 7,185 followers at the time of talking about this. You started, 2 weeks ago?
I started about 1 week ago. I did not expect it to go off like this at all. It's way bigger than my personal account, and that took me a lot longer to build. I did not.
I like your one. You said we ran out of money. You're gonna have to pay some more taxes. Sorry. These tweets are beautiful. Everybody follow Utah Updates. Allison, do we have anything more to say?
Not to my knowledge, unless everyone wants to tell us their favorite ice cream. I want to say, Liz joining this call is way better than anything I could have anticipated happening.
Well, I'm just thankful that you guys put the Mitt Romney has escaped in the header, because it popped up on my phone right away and I was like, I gotta find out what's going on.
I agree.
This was an unexpected pleasure tonight. So thank you.
I'm very happy that Liz joined, and if Mitt Romney can see one of my dumb tweets about him, it will make my life.
I promise you he will.
That's so cool. There's no better way to end this show than that. Thank you, Allison. Thank you, Utah Updates. Allison and I will be here every Wednesday around this time, right, Allison?
That is correct.
We're doing this. This is a thing we're doing every week. Thank you, Michael, Heather, for joining. Liz, what a pleasure to hear your voice and to have you come on here, particularly given the title of this thing. Thanks, everyone. Allison and I will be back next Wednesday.
Thanks, Utah Updates.
Thanks, Clint.
Thanks, Utah Updates. You're awesome.